Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 6, Chapter 2, Paragraph 15, almost finishing the chapter, God willing, tomorrow. And we are using the Mishnah elucidated here in Paragraph Ben, Mishnah Ted Vav, with the wonderful translation and commentary from the Article Sefer. A great Mishnah, a short Mishnah, but really powerful, powerful message for all of us, as is many of the Mishnayot in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Tarfon Omer. The last two Mishnahs of this chapter contain teachings of Rabbi Tarfon, another student of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Hayom katsar v'hamalacha miruba, v'hapo'alim atzelim v'hasachar harbe, u'bal habayis dochek. This is a very famous Jewish song. Hayom katsar v'hamalacha miruba. Meaning that the day is so short and there's so much work to do, but the workers are lazy. There are as much reward to be found, and the owner of the house, Hashem, is insistent. Basically, the words are saying, Rabbi Tarfon says, the day is short, the work is great. Rabbi Tarfon compares our lifelong obligation of Torah study to a huge task that a worker must complete in one short day. A man's lifespan of 70 or 80 years, you could see Tehillim about this, if we're lucky we get 80 and more, we should be zochah for 120, may seem long, but when we consider that the Torah we are obligated to master is so vast, longer than the earth and wider than the sea from Eov, is not a long time at all. We therefore cannot afford to waste even one precious moment of our lives and must even be willing to rob ourselves of sleep in order to pursue Torah study. The workers are lazy. Man by nature is a lazy creature, would prefer to avoid Torah study since it is so difficult, Rabbi Yonah points out. But recognizing that we have this trait, we can conquer it and become diligent students. The reward is great. The reward for Torah study is so great both in this world and the world to come that it is worth the effort needed to pursue it, as Svarno points out. The workers are lazy. They are so lazy, unfortunately, but there's so much reward to get in this world and the next world, they're worth the effort, as we just said. And the master of the house is insistent. God presses us to study Torah at every moment, as every moment, as the pasuk states in Yehoshua, "You shall think about Torah day and night, v'hagisavo yomam v'layla," which we say in davening. Oftentimes, this is for our own benefit, since the reward of those who study Torah and the punishment for those who do not is so great, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out. So we need to make sure that we use our time wisely. We only have so much time in this world. We should be zochah for 120 years. It's a short day. It's a short life. We want it to be that they could say that we had Yemei Shenei by Avram and Sarah and the Karn Parshas that we're talking about in this time of the year. In the fall, this year, in this aspect of the Pirkei Avos Shir, where we're in Season 6, in this point, we are talking about these different parshas of Avram and Sarah and Yitzchak and Rivka. They were described as Yemei Shenei. They used their days and they used their years wisely. A person could have a short lifespan, 36 years like the Arizal, but use it for hundreds of years, get so much accomplished. And a person could live 120 years and not even use 30 years of his time wisely. We want it to be that we use our years and we use our days, because there's only so much time and there's so much to accomplish, so much to do, not even Torah-wise, but otherwise, if you have ability, capabilities, you have qualities and talents, you have to use it. Don't miss out on the opportunity to get some things done. Don't miss out on the wonderful opportunity to get so much stuff done. Make sure to accomplish what you can in your life, whether you're going to do podcasts or shiurim, or whether you're going to do songs, or whether you're going to do this or that. Whatever you can do, make sure to get it accomplished. Make sure to get it done. There's so much to do. Don't be lazy. Don't procrastinate. Just today and the other days, I've been thinking about all these ideas, how we could remodel our home, and spend so much time looking into these things. Procrastination is not good. The enemy of getting things done is procrastination. Make sure to carpe diem, to seize the day. There's so much reward to be done, and Hashem will get it back to you. He's insistent to get it back to you. Join us next time as we finish off Chapter 2, Barak Bet, here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.